Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
All right, Stone Payton, Katie Galley here with you, broadcasting live from ATDC Startup Showcase. We've had some fun conversations today, haven't we?
We definitely have. It's getting really busy here, too.
It is. It's kind of, there's a lot of IQ points, a lot of walking these halls.
Yes,
I'm
a little bit
intimidated, but it's been fun. This is going to be no exception. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast entrepreneur in residence here at ATDC, Mr. Sid Mukherjee. How are you, sir?
I'm doing very well. Thank you so much.
So, Sid, what does it mean to be an entrepreneur in residence?
Yeah, well, I mean, an entrepreneur in residence works with some of the startups that are at ATDC.
Okay.
Okay, and in my case, actually, my foundation, we made a gift to ATDC a year ago to start up something in the retail tech space. So my background is that I ran a company that did IT services and products for retailers for 22 years. And exited via sale to private equity.
Okay.
And then one of the things we wanted to do was through our foundation support startups in the city of Atlanta in the area of retail tech. And of course, there is no better place than ATDC to do it. And so for the past year or so, I've been working with probably about 30, 35 companies, providing them with mentorship, introducing them to other retailers who are prospective customers, and basically helping them to be successful.
So why Atlanta in particular did you feel that you wanted to help in that way, give gifts and mentor?
It's home to me.
Yeah?
Been here since 1994, since we started our company many years ago. My kids grew up here. And yeah, I probably you can tell from my southern accent that.
Yes.
But you know, my kids grew up here and, you know, we call this home. And my son actually went to Georgia Tech. So this was a great fit.
Yeah. So how did you initially get involved with the ATDC and learn about it?
ATDC is a pretty well-known entity here in town, right? And mm-hmm. so I also happen to know the dean of the Schiller School of Business, Miriam Alawi.
Yep, we actually had her in studio a couple weeks ago.
Okay. Yeah. So she actually, I did my executive MBA at Goizueta, Emory's Business School.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And so she taught me there.
Oh, wow.
Right. So, and then when I was looking to kind of look at options, as to how we are going to use our gift. And I contacted Miriam. She was very receptive to the idea, introduced me to Jen Bonnet. Yeah. And before we knew it, we had this thing going a year ago.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So how many different startups have you guys worked with? Have you helped or just kind of directly impacted to help them start growing?
We are working with, so there is me and we have a retail catalyst by the name of Chris Dudley.
Okay.
And we are working with about 30, 35 companies. Probably about 5 or 6 of them are signature companies. So the way this works is we typically help them in multiple ways. So one of them is, of course, the mentorship, right, and the coaching. So between me and Chris, we have probably spoken to these 30, 35 companies multiple times.
Okay.
Right, understanding exactly what they are trying to do and helping them shape their business to kind of make, you know, to meet the needs of retailers really, right? Versus just, you know, I have a product and maybe somebody will buy it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing. Then we all actually also bring in retailers. So my prior experience allowed me to have a lot of retail CIO connections. So I brought many of them in and these companies have a chance to pitch to them. So several of them have started doing some projects for these big retailers, right? So that's the second. And the third is that we also provide them ways to raise funding.
Okay.
Right. So it's Michael Maslar and his group. And so many of them have gone on these roadshows. And we have raised about $50 million of capital for these companies in the past year.
Wow.
Yeah.
So do you have maybe a story or experience in particular of a startup that maybe you've helped really grow or just one that stands out to you in particular?
Yeah, there are several, but there is one really interesting one that your audience will like to hear about. So a company called MoGeean, spelled M-O-G-E-A-N. And so it stands for Mobile Geospatial Analytics. Okay, so it's a very sophisticated way to say that they have access to all the location data from your mobile phones, right? And they provide analytics on that. Now, the thing is that, you know, as we all know, Google and Facebook have been doing this for years and years and years, whether you know it or not, it's been happening, right? But these guys have basically democratized that information, and so they're able to get that information without any personal information, really, but anonymize it in a way. But they are able to say, well, I mean, you know, so many people are staying in this area because they know that those cell phones are at those locations at night, right? So all these people are working in these areas. And then they can also then begin to predict other things like where they like to shop, where they like to eat, right? And then it becomes a really powerful mechanism for retailers to figure out, where are our customers going, right? What are they doing? And they, in turn, can use that for more targeted marketing and advertising.
So with that, does it have any capabilities of kind of location? So if a person kind of self-selected, they walk past a store, they walk past a restaurant, and because of things that they've done on their phone or within that app, it kind of recognizes that and it lets them know that they might like to go into this retail establishment?
I guess that's one of the applications.
Okay.
That's one of the applications, but these guys are probably focusing more on the analytics. So
right.
after they have walked past the store, then, you know, the retailer is able to figure that out, and then they can say, hey, why didn't you come into my store? Why did you go into my competitor's store, right?
Yeah, so
that kind of thing.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. So, and actually, there are a couple of retail CIOs that we brought in were very interested in this concept. Well, the first thing they say is, hey, let me switch off location on my phone.
Yeah.
Right? I don't want anybody to know where I went. But
right.
then they figure that, well, after that objection, you know, they rationalize that because everyone is doing it right now.
Right.
Right. And then they say, oh, wow, you know what? If I got this, I would be able to serve my customers better. Right.
Yeah.
And so they use that and, use it to just be a better retailer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What is the biggest thing that you hope to get out of this showcase today?
I hope to interact with lots of funding companies, you know, funding providers and other such agencies that will be able to help the retail startups that we are supporting. And I want to go around, definitely, and talk to some of them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And Sid, if someone wanted to learn more about the ATDC and the showcase, where might they do that?
Well, the easiest way is, of course, atdc.org, mm-hmm. right? So people can go out there. I'm happy to share my email ID. It is sid.mukherjee, so sid.mookerji@atdc.org. And I'll be more than happy to facilitate any kind of information that people might need.
All right. Well, Sid Mukherjee, entrepreneur in residence with ATDC, thank you so much for coming and visiting with us. And thank you for the work that you're doing, man.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
All right. We'll be back in a few from ATDC Startup Showcase.
This interview has been brought to you by Business Radio X and PPRO. PPRO takes the complexity out of payments. For more information, go to ppro.com.